The sweeping grasslands of the African savanna might not exist without elephants. They knock down so many trees that forests transform into plains where other grazers and birds feed. Elephants maintain the shape of the land, and without them, everything would change. And for many, that would make the world a poorer place.
Some connection between human and elephants that would be a really sad thing to lose.
Kevin Uno of Columbia University warns that is a possibility, as poaching of African elephants is at an all-time high. There are only about 400,000 left in the wild, and 30,000 are killed each year for their tusks.
So what that means is, in a span of 15 to 20 years, we could lose our elephants.
Elephant ivory is highly sought after as a carving material, especially in China and Japan. Trade in ivory was banned in 1989 under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. However, ivory that was harvested before the ban is still legal to buy and sell. This is a perplexing issue for anti-poaching efforts: how to tell the old, legal ivory from the new. An international team of scientists determined that the answer can be found with a test measuring the level of radioactive carbon in a piece of ivory. Atmospheric radiocarbon has been at an especially high level since the 1950s, when the United States and the Soviet Union tested nuclear weapons. The radioactive element has been degrading ever since. By matching the amount of radiocarbon in a tusk with the amount in the atmosphere at a given time, the researchers can tell when the tusk grew and when the elephant was killed.
We were just shocked to see that you could actually determine the age to within about 1 year.
The team's findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The researchers say they hope this test will allow investigators to distinguish legally sold ivory from before the trade ban from poached ivory. But Kevin Uno says that enforcing the trade ban is only part of the battle to save elephants.
We've developed this tool that fills an important gap in our ability to help with the poaching problem, but it's not the only answer, and ending the demand for ivory is really the most important component of addressing this problem.
Uno says that the ivory trade is completely driven by the demand for ivory, and he advocates efforts to educate buyers about the consequences of their actions.
What we need to send is a very strong and clear message that when you buy something that is made of ivory, there is an elephant that died for that.
The Obama administration has announced an executive order to combat wildlife trafficking in Africa. The order provides $10 million in assistance to anti-poaching efforts. Megan McGrath, VOA News, Washington.